Welcome to the Pratt on Texas, Texas Hour podcast. Hear all the great Texas music Pratt on Texas is famous for by listening to the show on the air or by stream. 5 to 6 p.m. Central in Lubbock. Tune to 98.7 FM or 1420 AM on KWBF. In Abilene and the Big Country, tune to 96.1 FM Q Country. Now to today's edition of Pratt on Texas. From cotton gins and grain elevators to factories and skyscrapers and grasslands to forests, there's only one host and one show covering it all. It's Robert Pratt with Pratt on Texas.
From the True Texan Studio, I'm Robert Pratt, and this is the Texas Hour from Pratt on Texas, your home for Texas political and news analysis without a donor or management-controlled muzzle or leash. Happy Advent season to you, leading up to Christmas on the 25th and then running through the Epiphany. That's why you don't hear too much Christmas music. It's not Christmas yet here on Pratt on Texas. Our Lone Star story of the day: what is at issue in the big Texas border-related case argued today before the U.S. Supreme Court? I'll explain it and let you know why sometimes when we want something, we want to win on something, maybe it's not in our interest long term. Maybe we need a very narrow ruling. We'll talk about that. Also, just how clean and pure is this so-called DACA or Dreamers program we've been hammered with since Obama? Well, I'll tell you what, it's not as clean and pure as people make it out to be. Our Lone Star story of the day, sponsored by Allied Compliance Services. If you need drug or alcohol testing, they're your go-to source. Truckers, you got all your DOT requirements, and fleet owners, you got to have everybody in your clearinghouse and all their test results. They're the experts in this. They're your best friend in dealing with the DOT. So if you're in the transport business, reach the best in compliance at alliedcompliance.com. We've got more news pointing to a slowing of the Texas economy. Abbott shifts the leadership at the embattled Texas Department of Family and Protective Services, DFPS. Also, my friends, avoiding trial to remove her, and she didn't show up at the court hearing yesterday, sent a lawyer instead, even though the judge had asked her to be there, so she came by phone. El Paso's district attorney has announced she's quitting, and that's good. All right, my friends, listen to the show anywhere, anytime, whenever it fits your schedule. Get the podcast of today's show and long-form interviews when we put them up, extra content, free of charge at PrattOnTexas.com. We're out there on all the podcast platforms. It was neat yesterday. I read you an email from a listener who had been listening over the air years ago in West Texas, and he's down in New Braunfels, and he found us on Spotify, and he's excited about that. We're on all the major platforms, so be listening, my friends. Now, a couple of quick things here. You need to get your tickets now. Still need to sell some more out of the bus trip in Lubbock. Got some seats left. Get your tickets now to the big Pratt on Texas listener trip to the Texas Cowboys Christmas Ball. There's also the local option. Boy, we've sold a lot of those for you folks in the big country. We're going to have a great time at Bell's for dinner and go up together to the Pioneer Hall in Anson. Click on the ticket link to get your tickets at PrattOnTexas.com. Sponsored in part by Hart Heating and AC and Carl Tepper Commercial Real Estate. Boy, we've had some cold weather on the high ground, sustained cold weather. It's nice that Hart Heating and AC takes care of the True Texan Studio and the whole compound, and we've just had a flawless time. Plenty of heat, thank goodness. All right, my friends, Hart Heating and AC and Carl Tepper Commercial Real Estate helping sponsor the big bus trip from Lubbock to the Texas Cowboy Christmas Ball on the 16th of December. All the details are in the ticket page, so go to PrattOnTexas.com, click on that ticket link, and you can get in on that, read all through it. You don't have to buy anything to read all the details. Don't be afraid of clicking on that. And also, yesterday we announced from a very generous donor out of Wichita Falls who said to say, I asked, you want this to remain anonymous? And the person said, please make it anonymous, but you can say that it's another listener from Wichita Falls area that wishes you were still on the radio here. Well, I can't do anything about that, but that's the beauty of the podcast and the streaming from our Abilene and Lubbock affiliates. KWBF in Lubbock has an excellent stream on Live 365, which has apps and everything. You can just put it on, or I just use a link direct on my little phone, for the website that does it. Or are great. The best radio app, period, I've ever found, because it has zero fat in it, doesn't slow your phone down, doesn't do anything except play the radio. And that is from our affiliate in Abilene, Q Country, 96.1 FM. So you can listen. If you listen to the stream, you get all the great music, which is very important to me and really part of the show. But we're giving away a pair of tickets. This donor made a pair of tickets for the bus trip from Lubbock. That's what these are for. The bus trip from Lubbock and up to, if you have them, two children or youth tickets. Priced separately. I'm just letting you know. Two people under 18 as well, up to that. So two people plus two youth that this listener is willing to pay for. And we opened that up yesterday. We've had quite a few entries. Sent an email out to the listener club as well about it. And those emails, those that entry is at prattontexas.com. You've only got until tomorrow evening, Wednesday night at 11 p.m. to get that done. Just scroll down to where we put the daily posts, and you'll find the one there that says, I mean, it's not real complicated. It says win tickets to the Texas Cowboys Christmas Bowl right down there on prattontexas.com. So get in on that drawing. Now, if you've already bought tickets and you win, we're not refunding you one. This is for some folks, listeners, that look, there's some folks that might really need to go to this and might not be able to afford it, especially if they have kids and so, or children, they don't have baby goats. Although, you know, I've known some people, their children were kids. They acted like baby goats. Anyway, so go get that entry done. I just, one other quick thing on there. I got a really nice note from one of our listeners saying, Robert, this was a great interview. He's talking about the interview with Lieutenant General, or Brigadier General, retired John Campier, who is the official historian for the Texas Cowboys Christmas Bowl. And we had that rented on Thanksgiving Day, knowing you were with family. We ran it again on Friday so I could have the day off. And it's there in the podcast. You can go listen to it, the entire show. He said, great interview. Just want to express to you again how excited I am to be going to this event with my wife and how grateful I am to you for putting this together. Well, thank you. He said, I'm even bringing a friend of mine who's over here visiting from England. This is going to be one of the cultural events of his lifetime. Amen to that. Real Texas. That's cool. So we're going to have a Brit to have fun with. We love the Brits. They were the first country, first power, and the most important one in the world to recognize Texas independence. We've always had a special relationship there. He said, I'll try not to be too emotional while we're there, but cheers. God bless Texas, Robert. Hey, thanks. I'm so glad you're coming because that's how I feel about the event. It's just fun, and it's just something about it when you're there and knowing this thing started in 1885 and it's been going almost without interruption for 100 years, more than 100 years. It's really something, very family-friendly. So go to the site, get that entry in. Texas Comptroller, get your tickets bought. That's important. Texas Comptroller Glenn Hager announces transfer of $7.3 billion to the State Highway Fund and the Economic Stabilization Fund, which we all call the Rainy Day Fund. Each fund receives $3.64 billion, or 50% of the total transfer. If you'll recall, we voted on that in the constitutional amendment. Basically, well, I don't like it. I think it ought to just go into the Rainy Day Fund, but we keep dividing this stuff up. This is money based on crude oil and natural gas production tax revenues in excess of, that's how the law was written, in excess of 1987 collections. If either tax generates more revenue than the 1987 threshold, an amount equal to 75% of the excess is transferred over to the Rainy Day Fund and to the State Highway Fund. And so he's made a big transfer there. Houston has lifted its water warning, although the bureaucrats still went ahead and closed school for the day and gave everybody a free vacation. No surprise there. But actually, just as I told you yesterday, this wasn't a big deal. I mean, it's a big, big deal that they had to do the boil water notice in such a big city. But that water was safe, and they took samples everywhere, and the state agency went and looked at it and said, everything's safe. Go back to work. Go back about your lives. But, of course, the bureaucracy said, oh, no, we get another day off out of this. I've got a lot of other news to get to, some headlines. One I want to bring you right now. Seminole Sentinel reports the Seagraves Independent School District Superintendent Joshua Goen has been placed on administrative leave because he's under investigation by the Federal Bureau of Investigation. The district was notified of the investigation on November 22nd. They've met and put him on administrative leave in Seagraves. Interesting to see what that's about in the future. We'll learn, hopefully, back in a moment.
Stay in the saddle. Pratt on Texas will be right back.
If you're sick to death of the mainstream news, we invite you to check out 21st Century Watch magazine. We cover developments we have no choice but to watch from a biblical perspective. Not only is it priceless, it's free. Call 903-561-7070 and 21stcenturywatch.com. That's 903-561-7070 and 21stcenturywatch.com. A little hope would be nice.
Specialty Trucks of Lubbock. It's in the name, Specialty Trucks. Specialty Trucks of Lubbock finds good trucks and reconditions them to be ready to work for you and your business. Mike and Jason have repeat customers from all over the country, even Alaska. Call 806-687-1115 to get Mike and Jason working for you. Visit specialtytrucksoflubbock.com and see their inventory. Solve problems and save money with Specialty Trucks of Lubbock. It's in the name, Specialty Trucks. specialtytrucksoflubbock.com.
It's bad enough to have your life upended financially, even worse with injury due to accident. Have you thought about what happens when the responsible party doesn't step up to make your loss whole? When you've been injured, the Liggett Law Group will work for you with integrity, advocacy, and results. Call Ted Liggett, the heavy hitter, at 806-744-HURT or visit LiggettLawGroup.com. Don't be cheated. Call Ted Liggett and the Liggett Law Group.
Do you have a skid steer? WestTexasAttachments.com. Do you need an attachment now? WestTexasAttachments.com. West Texas Attachments specializes in renting and selling skid steer attachments. Hay spike, got it. Post driver, got it. Grapple buckets, got it. Attachments for every skid steer job you need. WestTexasAttachments.com can get your skid steer doing whatever you need it to. WestTexasAttachments.com, and they deliver. Go to WestTexasAttachments.com.
Some claim to cover Texas. Here's a man who proves his claim daily. It's your Texas political swami, Robert Pratt, with Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas, ladies and gentlemen. There was a little political news yesterday evening out of Abilene. Of course, we had told you that the mayor, Anthony Williams, is not going to run for re-election next time. And announced yesterday he's going to be on Senator Dawn Buckingham's transition team, as she takes over as Texas land commissioner and has to begin cleaning up the George P. Bush mess. So we don't know what he'll be doing with him, but that's feather in his cap, going to help him. She'd been state senator for most of Abilene. Now with redistricting, all of Abilene, Taylor County there's in with Senator Perry out of Lubbock, who's a native of Sweetwater, so he knows the big country well, and he's one of the finest conservatives in the state. Beto O'Rourke returned that $1 million contribution from that disgraced FTX crypto guy that was the Democrats' big funder all over the country, Sam Bankman-Fried. And he says it doesn't have anything to do with the bankruptcy of that they returned it earlier because apparently that's true. They returned it earlier because he usually speaks with people personally for those big donations, and it was unsolicited, and they weren't comfortable with it, whatever. You know, if I'm a Democrat, I'm saying, why in the world did you have so much money left over at the end of this race that you didn't and that you didn't win, that you could return that? I mean, in all seriousness, what? How about spreading that around to the rest of the ticket there? Because, folks, for all that talk about the ticket, these people are all in it just for themselves. University of Texas system is going to get Stephen F. Austin. You know, they went looking for a system. They're one of the two last independents in the state universities. They're going to join the University of Texas system. And now the legislature has to agree to this. They will. I think this is a massive mistake, and not because, they needed to be at Texas Tech, which I thought would have been a much better fit for them. However, the real question for legislators is, look, you Republicans, at how unwieldy and left-leaning these bureaucracies are. And A&M's, no, they're not inoculated. They've been moving in that leftist direction too. Do we really need to continue to grow the giant ones and dilute, by the way, their puff fund money? I mean, the members ought to think about that. Or do we need to continue to grow the other university systems that the legislature has created? I think this is really dumb on the part of SFA, and fine, whatever. They'll just be another UT somewhere campus, although they'll keep their name and all that, but you got it. It's I don't think it's good for the state to continue to grow that system anymore. It's already unwieldy. The Express News out of San Antonio today reporting that a Bernie gymnastics coach has been arrested for indecency with a child over in Kendall County. His name's Michael Spiller. He's 75. He was arrested a week or so, about a week ago. One of the victims said in the gymnastics thing that when she was 12, he abused her at the Circus Arts for Kids camps at Bernie Gymnastics Center. Apparently, it's a pretty big operation. They're looking, they believe other assaults on girls took place beginning in 2001 all the way through this year. They're trying to gather up those witnesses. And how about this headline out of Lubbock, KCBD? Arrest warrant. Woman was beaten, stabbed, then set on fire in South Lubbock. This happened on Monday, yesterday afternoon. The police got there. The fire department got there. The police were there, too, because they had a domestic disturbance call. This woman had severe burns on her face and body. She was outside of there and had been cut, and the police arrested Inez Spencer, 27 years old, and that person's been charged with aggravated assault. Federal prosecutors allege a Wood County constable unjustly ordered his police dog to bite a suspect. Hayden Sparks at the Texan.news talks about this federal case. It's Wood County Precinct 2 constable. They say back in July he directed the dog to bite a suspect who didn't pose a threat that warranted use of the police dog. Now, his attorney told KLTV Smith was trying to subdue an extremely violent individual. And remember, we can't trust the DOJ because they've been sent out to stand up for the criminals in some cases lately under Biden. But it could be true. We don't know. Said the witness was not compliant. He did not comply. Affirmatively got himself in a bathroom, broke Kelly's finger, injured his knee. He's now the prime witness for the federal government after receiving a whopping 3 stitches in his foot. Said the skipper, the lawyer, previewed some of what he believes the evidence at trial will show. He said, when you have a barricaded suspect on a video poke his head out of a trailer home, shut the door on police, barricades with a mattress inside the bathroom after he already has a warrant out for running from police on the previous incident where he choked his son and beat his wife, there's a problem. Yeah, Biden's DOJ is going after the constable. No surprise there, really. Today in Texas history, in 1835, on the 29th of November, Samuel Whiting was granted 6 blank commissions of marque to outfit privateers at New Orleans. He later was a publisher of several newspapers in Texas during the period of the Republic of Texas. It's also the date in 1838 that Jesse Horde entered Texas at Gaines Ferry, preached his first sermon in St. Augustine. He's considered the founder of Methodism in the Lone Star State. And on this day in 1927, Eugene Ruth submitted his resignation as editor of the Baptist Standard. He was born in Plum, Texas, and this all had to do with typical intra-denominational disagreements and that kind of thing. Our look at Texas history, sponsored each day by our great friends at USA Investigations, providing security, surveillance, employment, background checks, witness interviews and statements, criminal and civil investigations, and much more. Learn about the very impressive team and investigate for detail at usainvestigations.net. If you need something done, it's worth calling them, seeing what they can do it and what it'll cost. They do great work. Governor Abbott has shaken up leadership at the embattled Department of Family and Protective Services. Effective immediately, Associate Commissioner for Adult Protective Services, Kez Wald, will take over as interim commissioner of the division. Stephanie Muth assumes the role of commissioner effective January 2nd, and Ann Heiligenstein will return after retirement as a senior advisor role to lead key projects at the agency that has had a lot of trouble. So the governor doing some leadership shakeup there at the Department of Family and Protective Services. Oh, what was that? Oh, there was a big piece out, exclusive at Breitbart. Conservatives warn of doomsday scenario if McCarthy fails in speaker race where Democrats neuter GOP power. Yeah, I'm not a big McCarthy fan, but it would be a problem. Anyway, what they're talking about is the doomsday scenario. And they write, in such a scenario, concerns are rising that so-called moderate or establishment Republicans, let's face it, rhinos, are willing to band together to make a deal with Democrats to elect a moderate Republican as Speaker with Democrat votes in exchange for House rules change that hands the incoming Democrat minority significant power over how subpoenas can be issued for these investigations. Why would they think they could handle that and do that? Why, they learned it from Texas Rhino Republicans. Joe Strauss got himself elected speaker and kept power and killed tons of conservative legislation for a decade as speaker in the Lone Star State the same way. Then the next guy uses Democrats to get voted. Then he's a disgrace and leaves. And now Phelan announces he had done a deal with the Democrats in advance of the Republican caucus meeting before the last legislative session. And that's how he secured the speakership and gave Democrats all kinds of power, including key committee chairmanship, so they can block any Republican bill in the legislature. Now, my friends, would they do it there? Sure, because the avarice for power amongst people, they'll do a lot of things to get it. I don't think that'll happen in the Congress, but it could. There's a big piece out on the Bloomberg Wire, the Business Wire. Kroger, Albertsons CEOs to go before Senate today to defend their $25 billion merger. A lot of you folks have a big stake in that, certainly with Albertsons being the owner of quasi-autonomous United Supermarkets and its distribution system out of Lubbock. And there's a lot of things bad that can come from this merger. Could be some good, too. But I do recommend, if you're concerned about it, look on the Bloomberg Business Wire today. And I know the Dallas Morning News ran a version of that story. Back in a moment with more on Pratt on Texas.
More from the True Texan Studio after this.
I did have fun going to the dentist in Costa Rica a few years ago. On the serious side, my best quote at home for only a few things was more than double what our entire trip cost, including airfare, hotels, dining, everything. I had the emergency items done and ended up having a mouthful of old fillings redone too. Then Isabel did the same. All of it cost us less than half of local quotes for just the crowns I needed. Learn more about Dr. Sylvia Zuniga and dental care by clicking the banner at PrattOnTexas.com. Finally, having your teeth fixed and beautiful can be affordable and even fun.
If you're self-employed, you have a special health insurance problem. Michael Hurley of Hurley Benefit Services.
I'm trying to help the individual out there who makes too much to qualify for any help, any subsidy or benefits from the government towards their health insurance, but does not have the income to pay the incredibly high premiums we find if you're buying your insurance individually.
You can have individual or group coverage that is a lot better, that costs a lot less. HurleyBenefits.com. H-U-R-L-E-Y Benefits.com.
Is literally like stepping back 100, 120 years in time. When you're inside the building, you would not know you were not standing there in 1920. It is just fantastic. The music is fantastic. It's at a reasonable level.
That's Lubbock listener Seth Kinney talking about the famous Texas Cowboys Christmas Ball. Established in 1885 and running strong today, the ball is recognized as a Texas historical event and draws national and international visitors annually. So that you have a chance to experience this almost magical step back in time and authentic experience of Texas history, I'm making it easy with bus transport, dinner, and more from Lubbock on Friday afternoon, December 16th, and returning a bit after midnight. Some seats are available, so act now by visiting the ticket link at PrattOnTexas.com. You'll find full details of the trip at the ticket page. There's no next year for the convenient bus trip together. Get your tickets now at the ticket link at PrattOnTexas.com. Sponsored by Hart Heating and AC and Carl Tepper Commercial Real Estate.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's your Texan in chief, Texas political swami. It's Robert Pratt with Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be getting to our Lone Star story of the day here in just a little bit, but that involves the border and the big case that Texas is argued before the Supreme Court today in Washington. First, the news out of El Paso late yesterday, reported by El Paso Matters, that District Attorney Yvonne Rosales, that liberal feminist Democrat who blames every problem on men, just don't like a woman being elected. She's been utterly incompetent, folks, and very, how should we put it? She came in there like all these radical leftists. It was in cleaned house. Well, yeah, maybe if she was taking over from a conservative Republican, but she was taking over from another long-serving and well-liked district attorney. And who's a Democrat? And she went in there and fired everybody. What this really boils down to is she kept neutering the prosecution of the Walmart mass shooter. And that case is in the middle of this. The public went forward and did a petition to get rid of her. That's been accepted. Judge, former state rep and judge at Odessa Tryon Lewis is the special judge on this. She's not been in office 2 years. It's been very turbulent. The resignation sheet announced to be effective December 14th, the day before the hearing that could have led her to temporary suspension until the conclusion of the trial to remove her. Her attorney provided District Judge Lewis, Tryon Lewis, with a copy of her resignation letter addressed to Governor Abbott during the hearing yesterday. Abbott will appoint a replacement to serve out the term. Rosales was not present in the hearing. She was supposed to be there, but she went by phone. She didn't want to show her face. Attempts by Rosales' previous attorneys to negotiate her resignation had been unsuccessful, her current attorney, Roman, said. About half the resignation agreement had been finalized ahead of the hearing, he said. The remainder was nailed out by attorneys in the courthouse hallways, stairwells, and the judges' chambers in the hour after the hearing was to begin. And you had all kinds of big people showing up, wanted her gone. A retired El Paso County magistrate, Judge Penley Hamilton, criticized Rosales' dismantling of the DA's office specialized domestic violence unit, which was seen as part of long-serving DA Jaime Esparza's legacy. Another person there, James Montoya, who was the one she beat in the Democrat primary by only about 1,000 votes in a runoff election. He was down. No Republicans. We didn't field anybody there, so there was nobody there from the Republican side. He works in the public defender's office, and he's been the lead prosecutor on this Walmart mass shooting case under Esparza. But it's like they say here, a rotating list of prosecutors, including some brought in from out of town, and most of whom have resigned. She's been incompetent, and that's what's at the middle of this. In July, District Judge Medrano, another Democrat, rebuked D.A. Rosales for, quote, grandstanding in her handling of the Walmart case, and issued a gag order preventing all parties from making public comments. And then they've uncovered a bunch of emails she sent in violation of the gag order as the prosecutor to folks and family with some people over in Juarez. She's gone. She's quitting. Now, let's shift stories. I told you yesterday that the news was very bad out of the Dallas Fed's Manufacturing Outlook Survey. It was very negative. Today, how about this? Service sector growth moderates. Activity in the Texas service sector increased at a slower pace in November, according to business executives responding to the Texas Service Sector Outlook Survey. Labor market indicators suggested continued growth in employment and hours worked in November. Perceptions of the broader business conditions remained negative in November, although they were less pessimistic than October. Growth in selling and input prices continued to moderate, but wage pressures picked up slightly. And mixed on future business thoughts. Retail sales, we should be in the heavy retail sales area. It should be picking up after a terrible summer. Nope. Retail sales in November weakened. In fact, the sales index, a key measure of state retail activity, fell. Retail labor market indicators reflected a contraction in employment and some growth in work weeks in November. Perceptions of broader business conditions continued to worsen in November as both the general business activity and company outlook indexes remained deep in negative territory. Retail wage and price pressures continued to ease in November. The selling prices index dropped, and expectations for future retail growth were mixed. Future general business activity index decreased while the future sales index held steady. So we continue to see bits of data out there pointing to a slowing economy, and why you hear a lot of folks saying the nation's headed for full-out recession. And all this inflation and stuff, folks, is caused by one reason. That was the Democrats printing $1 trillion. I mean, trillions, this massive amounts of money, and flooding the market with money, which simply made money worthless. So that's what inflation is. It's not that the prices go up per se, it's that the money you hold becomes worth less. And that's why it looks like increasing prices. What they basically did was robbed you and your children of purchasing power. So it's a giant way the left, the socialist Democrats, rob people of their wealth. And that's what happened. And that's what's going on. And it's not abated at all. Now, let's move to our Lone Star story of the day. It's a lot of border-related news. And I ask the two main things I want to cover, and then there's other news. Sponsored, by the way, by our friends at Allied Compliance Services Truckers. Get in touch with them. You got your testing that needs to be done. What is at issue in the big Texas border-related case argued today before the U.S. Supreme Court? And also, just how clean and pure is this DACA or Dreamers program we've been hammered with since Obama? Oh, it's just the best and brightest kids that are going to be great citizens. Really? Is that truth? Do you expect you've gotten truth out of the mainstream media on that? Let's start with the person who actually writes most of the good pieces at the famous SCOTUS blog. It's Amy Howe, and she has her own site, Howe on the Court. I just go straight to her. This is the big case argued today. The U.S. In U.S. versus Texas, broad questions over immigration enforcement and states' ability to challenge federal policies. And this is why this case, we would love to have a slam dunk for the issue, but for precedent, maybe as Republicans, we don't want that. We want a very narrow ruling in our favor, because the case itself has a lot to do with discretion of the executive branch of the federal government to prosecute laws passed by the Congress, you know, very strictly and go after everybody, or just have the discretion to even ignore them. And you say, well, we shouldn't ignore laws. Yeah, but all administrations do. There's the Congress often doesn't provide the federal agencies with the money and the personnel needed to do so. And let's just take, for example, the Democrat, this thing where they hired basically an army of people to go out and harass individuals and small business people, down to little bitty small business people. That's what this new $600 third-party payment, awful, awful 1099 form filing thing that's, oh, it's going to hit so many of you, you have no clue. You have no clue. If you use these payment programs like PayPal or Venmo, oh my gosh, you're about to get hit, and the IRS claims you'll get automatic audits if numbers don't match. Well, the third-party payers don't know whether it was a taxable transaction or not, and it's going to be a nightmare. I'm not going to go into the detail on that. Go look it up. There's some serious stuff out as the rules have been promulgated in the last 2 weeks. But let's say that the Congress enshrined that hiring into law and said they've got to continue to do all this. Do you want a pro-business Reaganite type that says, hey, we have to unleash the power of the entrepreneur and small business and individuals that simply do services for their neighbors, like, you know, mowing their grass or something? We got to let that part of the economy flourish. Do you want a precedent in the court that says that you can't downplay that? There's a real problem in this immigration case. I'm not against Louisiana and Texas for bringing it forward. I think they're exactly right. But court watchers and those that pay attention to this are concerned, because if you say there's no discretion at all, that would mean that a Republican president and executive branch would have to, if they ruled just the way the plaintiffs in this case asked for, they'd have to go out and just vehemently enforce any Democrat passed set of rules.
He's only silent during the breaks. Pratt's back after this.
It gets allergy driving dusty and skin cracking dry on the high ground of Texas. Hart Heating and AC can help make your home and your life more clean and comfortable. Hart Heating and AC is expert at improving your comfort with whole home humidity control, UV light sanitation, filtration, and other services that make your home healthier and happier. Stop the suffering and take it to Hart. Hart Heating and AC. Get happier and healthier. Hart, H-A-R-T, heatingandac.com.
Licensed DACLA 1229 OE.
Hey now, Robert Campbell with Campbell Containers out here on I-20 between Abilene and Clyde. Our yard is always open, so you can stop in and check out our inventory. Each container for sale has a little orange price tag on the door. I told my wife the other day we might make one into a little mother-in-law apartment, you know, that you can put out behind the house. I'm going to call it the Contain Her.
Robert.
It locks from the outside.
Robert.
Gotta stop by before they multiply. Gafford Pest Control.
Keep your family safe and clean. And remember, with Gafford, there are no contracts locking you in. It's Gafford's service that will keep you coming back. Keep your family safe and clean with Gafford. Call Gafford Pest Control, 792-4292, or visit them online at GaffordPest.com.
Gafford Pest Control.
Attention, big country property owners. Wildfires are no laughing matter. Have you done all you can to protect your property? Winters Dozer Service is ready to go to work building proper fire breaks to protect your big country property. Some counties may have state assistance available, so get with Winters Dozer Service today. Don't wait until it's too late and see your property up in smoke. Get in touch now by visiting WintersDozerService.com. That's WintersDozerService.com.
It's a one-time opportunity to get to the famous Texas Cowboys Christmas Ball with your fellow Pratt on Texas listeners. Get your tickets now before they're gone. Visit PrattOnTexas.com. Now, back to Pratt.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. We continue with our Lone Star story of the day. Let's just pick up some key parts of Amy Howe's always rather lengthy but detailed coverage. This oral argument's heard in the Supreme Court today over the Biden administration's authority to set immigration policy. Texas and Louisiana challenge federal policy that prioritizes certain groups of illegal aliens for arrest and deportation, arguing that violates federal law. I'm just giving you highlights. There's a lot of detail. The federal government, the states argued, does not have the authority to prioritize some unauthorized immigrants for deportation while downplaying others. They're really making an equality under the law case here. It's sort of like these local DAs saying, we're not going to prosecute people who steal from you and do, you know, up to $750 damage to your business or home, but we'll prosecute people who do more than that, even though the law covers all of that. U.S. District Judge Drew Tipton in Texas agreed, and he vacated the policy nationwide in June. U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit declined to put Tipton's ruling on hold while the government appealed. Now, the administration, the Biden folks, came to the Supreme Court in July asking the justices to freeze Tipton's order. But by a 5-4 vote, the justices left the order in place, but they also agreed to take up the challenge in near oral arguments without waiting for the Court of Appeals to weigh in. So this got fast-tracked because there are serious issues in this case. Federalism issues. The justices directed the Biden administration and the states to address three specific questions. The first is whether the states have a right to bring their lawsuit at all, a concept known as standing. The Biden administration maintains the states do not, stressing that states can sue the United States only if they are directly injured by the federal government. But of course, Texas and Louisiana wrote that of course, they've been, the non-citizens in our states are damaging us, our budgets, everything else, which I think is inarguable. Number two is whether the policy is consistent with federal immigration law and the federal law governing administrative agencies. In other words, is the agency itself going beyond the law and just basically making up law, changing it from what Congress passed? And the third, and the Biden administration says the law gives immigration officials, quote, broad discretion to deal with people who are unauthorized to be in the U.S. The third question in the case is whether Tipton, the judge, had the power to set aside the policy. Biden administration points to a provision in the federal immigration law providing that, as a general rule, only the Supreme Court can, quote, enjoin or restrain the operation of immigration law. Yep, see, that's what happens when Congress cements things into law. And that's where you got to be careful with precedents. 16 Democrat states in D.C. are supporting the administration, of course, claiming that Texas and Louisiana's position would undermine the principles of prosecutorial discretion and threaten the safety of immigrant communities. What they don't mean immigrants. That's all bull. They mean illegal aliens, people here illegally. And a group of local governments led by Los Angeles joined in, too. Now, the arguments today, the justices said that Texas Solicitor General Judge Stone told the court the administration violated federal law requiring the detention of people who are in the U.S. illegally and have been convicted of serious crimes. I'm not quite understanding. All of this has to, you know, they're not even letting everybody, they're not detaining everybody, and this is part of the problem. Chief Justice Roberts was among some of the conservatives who really was giving the administration arguments a hard time. He said, Roberts said, it's our job to say what the law is, not whether or not it can be possibly implemented or whether there are difficulties there. And I don't think we should change that responsibility just because Congress and the executive can't agree to something. I don't think we should let them off the hook, he said. What he didn't mean is their job to establish law. He means to say what the law says. In other words, the law was written a certain way. The fact that Congress didn't fund the executive branch enough to do it, he's saying, shouldn't be our worry. Our worry is just saying what the law said. And that's right. That's a problem between Congress and the executive. And so it's interesting. The three far lefties were all, of course, sympathetic to the Biden administration. This is going to be an interesting case, though. And I think we need a very narrow ruling only as it applies to the immigration situation. I think there are so many large issues that could create very bad precedents in this that we don't want a really big, wide sweeping ruling, and I don't think we'll get that, by the way. I think the conservative justices are by far the more intellectual and understand that. We'll just see where it goes. 38 counties now, Waller County's become the 38th county in Texas to declare an invasion at the southern border. And, you know, the governor then finally, after the election, jumped on board with that. The problem is, it's been meaningless. It's been absolutely meaningless because the whole purpose of the invasion is to give the state the right to repel and deport these people that come in. Well, we're not doing that. In fact, there's a bunch of stories today. Police find 50 migrants locked in shipping container near border. DPS telling us that was near Laredo. And then they had another find. And what does it say? The DPS special agents turned the 55 migrants over to the U.S. Border Patrol agents who transported them to the Laredo station for processing. Meaning, we're not doing anything with this invasion thing. We just keep handing them to the feds who then let them go for the most part. What's interesting, and there were some more things, cartel gunmen have shut down Nuevo Laredo after the arrest of an ally there. These illegal aliens have been now caught by DPS out on ranches in Kinney County, and one of the big groups near Laredo, in a ranch near Laredo, were using night vision now to get through. So, you know, this is serious stuff. Now, the Texas Public Policy Foundation has been supportive of the governor declaring the invasion. However, I think like the rest of us, they're extremely upset. What are you doing with it? So they've put out a big piece, probably to try to convince the governor to actually act instead of just BS us with talk. They've put out a research defining invasion in constitutional law, and it's very interesting. Key points, American history, the term invasion reveals its literal meaning is entry plus enmity. Entry alone is trespass. That's not sufficient to constitute an invasion. You have to have the malice, the enmity. Said, although the framers occasionally used invade in a metaphorical sense, we know that in the compact clause, they used the word in its literal sense because the clause's ancestor text in the Articles of Confederation refers to invasion by enemies. Past non-state actors, like pirates and barbarians, fell under the category of invaders, in the opinion of certain American statesmen, such as Madison. Present-day non-state actors, like cartel-affiliated gangs operating within the territory of a state, may fall under the category of invaders, just like pirates and everything else. And so they're putting the legal case together, and I think it's to push the governor, maybe give him the foundation to actually act, because right now, don't forget that despite all the talk, there's been no action. It's just been talk. The invasion clause invoked, but nothing that it enables put in place by Governor Abbott. Aaron Kligman had a big piece, I think at Just the News or somewhere, but it's about a big study that's out, George Fishman of the Center for Immigration Studies. And what it is all about, I marked it all up. I'm not going to read it all to you. It is full of absolute, undeniable detail using the federal government's own data and other reporting. But a lot of the feds reporting, we've been told that all this DACA and the Democrats always sell it as the dreamers and that all these people are, they're just wonderful people and it doesn't help criminals. Criminals aren't eligible for DACA, that this is all the, but they went into this and found out, no, that's not true. The actual laws, and they quote them here, I mean, it gets wordy, in the agencies basically ignore juvenile convictions, which of course we're talking about DACA, most of them are juveniles. And then lots and lots of them, serial misdemeanors, which can be very serious, are ignored. And the fact is, a lot of these DACA recipients are there with criminal or misdemeanor records. So don't buy the argument that the Dems make that this is all just the best amongst us that want to be part of the society. That program is a mess, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for joining us. Get your ticket entries in to win some tickets to the Texas Cowboys Christmas Ball trip and get your tickets purchased. That's all at PrideOnTexas.com. Long live liberty, long live Texas, and may God bless us all. Adios, mis amigos. Founded in Anson in 1885 and still running strong is the famous Texas Cowboys Christmas Ball, the ball that inspired the famous poem that's been recorded to music and published repeatedly for more than a century. This year's ball runs December 15th through the 17th, featuring Michael Martin Murphy and Jody Nixon as Texas Cowboys. It's a living Texas history event that every true Texan should attend. You can learn about the ball at texasccb.com. You are invited to join me in a one-time Pratt on Texas listener event on Friday, December 16th, where we'll travel by bus from Lubbock for dinner together at Bell's Chicken Dinner House in Abilene, then go to Pioneer Hall in Anson for a brief tour and talk about the famous hall and event, and then great music and dancing for those who like to scoot a boot with Jody Nix and his Texas Cowboys on the famous Pioneer Hall floor. There's a self-drive ticket option for big country listeners. Ticket sales for our Pratt on Texas evening together end soon. Act now. Click on the ticket link at prattontexas.com. You'll find full details at the ticket page. Click on the ticket link at prattontexas.com. Sponsored by Hart Heating and AC and Carl Tepper Commercial Real Estate.